All right. Good morning. This is Robert Wolsey sitting in for Brian Hansen on Brian Hansen's Sports and Activities show. And this morning I'm joined by a couple of Sitka High Wolves baseball players. Brian Way is here and Erickson Fish. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning.
And Brian and Erickson are both juniors, and you played North Pole and Thunder Mountain this past weekend and won all three games, but were down, went down early in two of those games, and then one just had a weird play involving a freshman put the ball in play, and there was just some confusion about whether it was dead. And tell us a little bit about how that went down.
Oh, against Thunder?
Yeah.
That was kind of weird. He hit a little ground ball to the first baseman, and he bobbled it. And the freshman was, he was breaking down the line pretty hard, so it put some pressure on him. And then the pitcher was covering first, and he flipped it to the pitcher. And the pitcher dropped it. It kind of like popped out of his glove and went like a couple feet into right field. And then I scored, and then AJ Inman, who was on second, came around and scored. And then I thought we tied the game, like we were kind of celebrating. And then like all of a sudden, I think Ed sees something or sees the catcher walking to go get his mask, like, up the first baseline. And then I think he's kind of watching, and he's, like, telling Justin Pratt, he was on the man that got that advance at third, and he's just kind of watching the play. And then right when he saw the catcher just kind of stopped paying attention, he sent him, and he scored. At the time, I didn't really know what was going on at the time. I wasn't expecting that to happen.
And who is the freshman Sitka batter who put the ball in play?
It's Trevor Dalton.
Trevor Dalton. And the umpire never called the ball dead. He never threw up his arms and basically stopped play, and it was only Coach Conway who sort of realized.
Yeah, that's not a dead ball. I mean, the ball's still in play,
mm-hmm.
unless somebody gets pegged or it's like a foul ball. But
right.
None of that happened. So.
Yeah, so it was a combination of probably Thunder Mountain's catcher's behavior might have led everybody to believe that it was a dead ball, but Coach Conway realized it wasn't and sent Trevor Pratt home, right?
For Justin Pratt.
Oh, Justin Pratt.
Trevor Dalton.
For the winning run. Okay.
Yeah.
That is pretty wild, but I think they only let you get away with that once per season. That might be your quota.
Yeah, probably.
It's the only time we're going to need it.
Yeah. So how are you guys feeling about the team? I know last year you had some pretty good pitching depth. You had Mick Petruski up there, and now you guys are sort of carrying more of the weight. Are you feeling good about that?
Yeah, I mean, our junior class is huge, so we only have one senior, so we're going to have the same team for like 2 years. And we're pretty experienced because we've all been playing together for like our whole lives.
Mm-hmm. Have you been, did you get much time on the mound last year,
Brian? Well, last year my arm was hurt, so I only got a little bit, but this year feeling pretty good.
Okay. Do you play other positions besides pitching?
Yeah, first and third.
Okay. How about you, Erickson? Anything besides pitching?
I play second, and then usually I'll just fill in. Like when somebody else pitches, like in the infield, I'll usually just kind of fill in. Like I play first when Brian pitches, and I play short when Jake pitches, and then I play I'll play third when, I don't know, like,
whenever we need him.
Yeah, really.
Okay, so you move between short and pitching
just
and
anywhere in the infield, really.
And the infield.
Utility man.
That is the ultimate utility guy. I wanted to talk a little bit about the new field because you guys have experienced it. I haven't bet out on it. What's your first impression of playing on it?
It's great. It's a lot better than last year. Diving in the mud puddles and all that dirt everywhere.
Yeah, well, we haven't had any, you know, truly sloppy weather yet, but have you?
I think it just gets slippery. You just slide farther.
Yeah.
Okay, and have you got turf cleats or turf shoes to play on it?
Yeah, a lot of the guys got those. Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah, we mostly use cleats, though. I don't know, I just like it better.
Do you think when it is wet, if we get kind of it's possible we could have a slushy day early in the season. Is it going to turn into a skating rink out there, or
It just gets kind of wet on top, like where the fake grass is, and it's just kind of slippery on, like with the ball, or like when you dive. But when you're walking on it, it's not really that bad. It's normal.
Yeah, okay. Especially with the cleats, because it gives you pretty good traction.
Right. And how's the ball, what is it like fielding out there? Is it a regular hop, or is it?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's
perfect.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll make a difference. I haven't seen what your schedule looks like for the year, but as you guys know, sometimes in Sitka, we kind of have to do some persuasion and arm twisting to get teams to come out here and play. Do you think having this nice ballpark will make it more attractive for other teams?
Yeah, we got like a lot of home games this year. I think 4 of our 6 weekends are in Sitka.
Right. And the field has made the difference?
Yep.
All right.
Attracting everybody.
Okay. Who are you going to be playing this weekend?
Ketchikan and Diamond? Or no, Ketchikan and South. Yeah, South Anchorage.
That's pretty cool, because I think we're getting like some of the best teams in the state to come up here. Like, I think Diamond and South are up there.
Yeah. Yeah, Ketchikan and South, both pretty big schools. South in particular. Is there anything special that you do to prepare for playing one of these big Anchorage schools? Does Coach Conway know anything about what you'll be facing this weekend?
Usually we just do it like any other weekend. I mean, it's not like they're always outstanding to play. I mean, we can always hang with them. So it's just like a normal weekend.
Okay. What are you guys doing? What are your practices like now that you're in the season versus preseason? I mean, you probably can't be throwing at full speed during the week. Can either of you guys?
Well, they're a lot longer. I mean, of course, since the season started, but they're a lot longer, and we just get a lot more reps in. It's pretty nice, actually.
Work on more, like, game situations.
Right. Okay. And just sort of make it muscle memory, make it sort of all rote when it finally comes down to play. Brian, I want to put you on the spot for a minute. I wanted to ask you how your brother Matt's doing. Who's he playing for?
He's playing for an independent team in New York, the Long Island Ducks. He was there before he went to the Diamondbacks. Now he's back.
Okay, so where does this position him for a possible chance at moving back into the Diamondbacks system?
He's just got to do well and get picked up by any team. I mean, hopefully.
Okay, so he's available now to any team, and he's just going to play. He's going to play this summer and hopefully be seen.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's the talk around the Way household. Is he still throwing well? And
yeah, he's still. I mean, he came up here for a while and worked out with all of us and showed us.
That helped a lot.
Showed us his ways, and then he had to leave and go down there, and he was throwing pretty well when he was up here. So,
The two of you have a good relationship, or do you feel like you're sometimes playing a little bit in his shadow, or is that a good thing to let him sort of take the heat and you can just can just play?
I mean, we have a great relationship. It's just he kind of motivates me to do well since he's gone so far.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll be following his adventures this summer too a little bit. So anyway, you got a games this Thursday.
I think so.
Here in Sitka on the new Moeller Field, going to be playing South Anchorage and Ketchikan. And Brian and Erickson were saying, this is a junior dominated team. The team you see this year is probably the team we'll see next year as well. It's probably a good time to come out and get to know these guys and appreciate having kind of I don't know, like having a franchise here for a couple of years. That'll be kind of fun. Thanks a lot for coming in and talking about it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Brian Way and Erickson Fish are juniors. They play for the Sitka Wolves baseball team. They're both pitchers, though they do a lot of utility work as well. I'm Robert Woolsey, sitting in for Brian Hansen, reminding you to keep your mind and body active and support high school sports and activities here on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.